You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Although Auckland house prices may have dipped slightly in recent months, new data indicates they remain too high for would-be homeowners. In their report on the first quarter of 2017, property analyst CoreLogic found 44% of houses sold in New Zealand's largest city went to people classed as investors. This contrasts with first home buyers, who were only responsible for 19% of sales in Auckland. These figures come after the introduction of new loan-to-value restrictions by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand in September last year. Potential investors are now required to have a 40% deposit on a house, with owner-occupiers needing just 20% before they can get a mortgage. Have these restrictions worked, or do they just privilege wealthier investors who can afford the 40% deposit? To make sense of all this data, I speak with CoreLogic's senior research analyst Nick Goodall and ask him just what this means for Aucklanders.
I suppose one of the main points at the moment is how weak sales volumes have been so far this year. If you look at February itself, it's the lowest February we've seen in Auckland since 1993, so even lower than what we had seen throughout the GFC. And I think the key point here is probably this is really in response to the latest round of LVR restrictions, where both investors and other owner-occupiers are required to have a deposit and stricter rules from the banks to enforce that. The key point when you look at our buyer classification series is to say that the investors are holding relatively strong. Now, it can be a little bit deceiving here because that investor line includes cash buyers as well as those with mortgages. What we have seen is those requiring a mortgage have dipped away, much like first home buyers requiring a mortgage and other owner occupiers requiring a mortgage have dipped away as well. And with the lower sales volumes overall, what that's meant is those cash buyers, they've stayed relatively consistent, and that's meant their share has improved, and overall that means that investor share has held strong. So it's a little bit deceiving just looking at that one investor line and saying that they're doing quite well, when sort of underneath it, when you have a deeper look, we can see that investors requiring a mortgage have been affected by the restrictions, but obviously those buying with cash, they stay relatively consistent.
And just going forth in 2017, where do you think prices will go based on this data?
Yeah, so we've seen buyer demand certainly has taken a hit, and that's flowed through to those sales volumes and values starting to decrease as well a little bit now. And our feeling now is that from this point throughout the season, if you look seasonally, typically we'd see buyer demand flatten off or take a bit of a dip as we get to later autumn and into winter, and then pick up around spring. And given there's a general election this year as well, that may have a little bit of an impact on some buyer demand. But I think ultimately, we're seeing the key sort of factors that affect the market, such as low interest rates, which while they have risen a little bit, they're not massively out of step with sort of record lows. We've still got strong migration, which is picked to continue through most of this year or the rest of this year. And then there's obviously a massive supply issue still continuing in Auckland. So given all those things have really been pushing up prices in the last couple of years, and they're all picked to remain quite strong, we'd expect that sort of by the time we come to spring after the general election, depending on what happens there, getting into summer, that prices will probably pick up again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.